Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
What's up, guys? Stefan here from ProjectLifeMastery.com. This is my monthly goals report for November 2014. We're right now in the first week of December 2014, and I can't believe it. The year is coming to an end, and 2015 is right around the corner. So I want to make sure that I'm finishing the year strong. Hopefully you are as well. I had another great month in November, which I'm going to share with you and detail with you guys in this video, as well as the blog post that goes along with this video. I'll link to that somewhere in the description, or have a link somewhere on this video for that. So if you do want to go over to the blog, you can see exactly where I'm at with all of my goals, see the updates, see the progress that I've made, see the failures that I've had, and just the overall progress that I've been making so far in 2014. Now, if you're new to this, my monthly goals report is basically an update that I do for you guys here on my blog, and I go into the yearly goals that I set for myself. So at the beginning of 2014, I set a whole list of yearly goals, and every single month I give an update on them. And it's been fun. It's been a great way for me to be accountable to you guys, to share with you the progress that I'm making, and just be open and transparent about my life. And hopefully it's inspired you as well to show you what's possible, what you can achieve as well, if you go through the exact same process of setting goals, working hard, measuring them on a regular basis, and managing them as well. Now, before I jump into my goals, I have them pulled up here on my blog. Before I go into them, I'm going to show you something really cool that I created last month with my girlfriend. My girlfriend and I, one of the things that we had on our bucket list was to create vision boards. And I've been big on vision boards in the past. You know, you've probably heard about them in the book and the movie The Secret and everything. But I want to share with you guys my vision board that I made just recently in November. And it's right here. Now, I've created a few of these now, but this is my most recent one that I created. And I think there's a lot of power in creating something like this, because it really motivates you. It helps you define the vision, the dream of what you want to create for your life and what you want to accomplish, and then finding actual images that represent that. Because I think a lot of us are very visual. You know I'm very visual, and writing out goals is great, but actually seeing the pictures and putting it up on your wall where you can see it every day, there's a lot of power on that. You know, so here I've got the $10 million penthouse that I want to live in here in Vancouver. I've got my multi-million dollar mansion that I want to live in Laguna Beach, California, a home gym, an office, you know, doing yoga on the beach and meditating, you know, romantic experiences with my girlfriend, going to Bora Bora, Tony Robbins, animals like I'd like to have, the ideal body, traveling to Paris, a Lamborghini, a Sea-Doo, a boat, going to Greece, Italy, Hawaii, scuba diving, my dream wedding. I've got some spiritual quotes that I like to put that motivate and inspire me as well. You know, generous giving here, contribution, which is a big part of my life. So I just want to share that with you guys. And I'm going to be having a video blog come up soon too that's going to have my goal setting process that I go through every single year to basically share with you guys what I do so that you guys can do the same as well. So with 2015 coming up, you're going to want to be starting to think about the goals. I've been thinking a lot about the goals that I want to set for myself in 2015, but I want to share with you guys that process just on how to set goals, because I've had a lot of people that have asked me about that as well. And by the way, if you guys want to know, kind of get more of a glimpse into my life and kind of see more stuff like this, my vision board, make sure to follow me on Instagram or Facebook. You know, I've got the Project Life Mastery Facebook fan page, Twitter, because I share a lot of that stuff on there, just the day-to-day of my life, things that inspire me, motivate me, quotes and everything. So if you guys want to connect with me even more, I'd love to be able to connect with you. Just, you know, go to the blog, projectlifemaster.com, or I have links somewhere in the description as well, where you can, you know, have access to me and follow me and just get more of a glimpse into my day-to-day life. Okay, let's jump into my goals. Okay, so the first goal that I set for myself in 2014 was to easily be 160 pounds at 6% body fat and compete in the WBFF fitness competition on July 26, 2014. Now, I achieved that goal on July 26. I, you know, got up on stage at the WBFF. We've got pictures and all that on my blog. Now, my weight goal I haven't achieved yet, and doesn't look like I'm going to achieve what the weight that I ideally set for myself at the start of the year. But right now, I'm about 153 pounds at 8 to 9% body fat. So last month, I lost about 2 pounds in November, which is great because I've been wanting to lean out a little bit. You know, I got really lean for my fitness competition, but then I went to Brazil and I, you know, put on some muscle and did a little bit of a bulk, gained a little bit more fat than I wanted to. So now I'm leaning out a little bit more so that January I can go back into putting on muscle and size. And one thing that's really helped me with this goal, by the way, has been hiring a new personal trainer. My coaches that I've had have always been online. So with fitness, I had a coach for my fitness competition that helped me just with the diet and the nutrition. But I just hired a personal trainer as someone that I can, that's local here in Vancouver, that I can meet up with on a regular basis, and they can guide me and I can go to the gym with them and all that. And that's been a great thing for me. That's really helped me a lot. And I really believe in the power of coaching, trainers, mentors. That's definitely what's made the biggest difference in my life, getting me to where I am today. So getting a trainer has been great, and she's taught me a lot of great stuff. It's actually a woman. She's taught me a lot of great stuff. She's actually a judge for a lot of fitness competitions and shows and everything, but she's given me a lot of great advice and identified weak points and kind of give me a good plan moving forward towards achieving my goals, which has been great. So I'm excited to share a little bit more with you guys from my goal in this area in 2015 as well. But overall, I'm happy with the progress. My eating has been really great also, and I'm just trying to lean out a little bit by the end of the year. Okay, guys, next goal, easily complete a 7 to 10 day cleanse using the Total Wellness Cleanse by December 31st, 2014. I achieved that in October. I did a 10 day raw food cleanse, the Total Wellness Cleanse with my girlfriend. It was great. Highly recommend going on a cleanse at least once a year just to re-energize your body, get rid of all the damage and the abuse that it takes on a regular basis. Finances. My goal was to easily make $30,000 a month consistently by December 31st, 2014. And if you guys have been following me, I've eclipsed that goal many times. It's amazing when you set a goal, you know, $30,000 a month was amazing for me back when I set it in January of 2014. And now the last few months, it's been 60,000, 70,000 a month. And I think in December, I might even hit up to 80,000 in a month because I have a lot of money that's going to be coming in. Now for November, I made 67,000 around $500. So 67,000 around 500 bucks, which was another fantastic month. I'm getting more and more consistent with the 70K per month point, which is really cool for me. Because again, I want my money to be consistent. Not just, you know, you make a lot of money in one month, which I've had before in the past, but as the months have gone on, it's slowly climbed to become a lot more consistent because a lot of the systems that I've been building and putting in place with my business. If you guys want to know a little bit more about exactly how I make this money and everything, go to the blog, projectlifemastery.com. I'll have a link. You can see all the different sources of income that I have there as well. Okay, moving along, I'll easily have saved at least $100,000 by December 31st, 2014. I achieved that back in May. So very happy with achieving that goal. And right now I'm actually, you know, this is kind of worth sharing. Maybe I'll do another video blog on this, but I've been learning a lot about managing my money, investing it, especially when you have your money tied up in a company, a corporation like I do. You know, to actually pay myself the money that I'm making, I'd have to pay a lot of money in taxes, about 40%. By earning the money and as a part of a corporation, the tax rate is much lower. And so I've been learning a lot of cool strategies over the last few months, really, about how to structure my company in different ways to basically pay the least amount of taxes as I can, but just really protect myself in different ways also, and so that I can invest my money as well. Because most of my assets and everything are in my business. So I'm going to share with you guys more of that in some upcoming video blogs sometime in the future. But a really great book I've been reading has been Money Master the Game, which I've mentioned in a previous video blog, which is Tony Robbins' new book. It covers a lot about investing money, the mindset, the strategies on how to invest money. Highly recommend the book. I'll probably be sharing more of the stuff that I learned from it in some future video blogs as well. Okay, business goals. I'll easily have published at least 100 video blogs on Project Life Mastery by December 31st, 2014. So I published 10 video blogs in November, which I think is the highest month of video blogs that I've done. That puts me at 85 video blogs for the year. Now, in December, you know, I've been publishing a few so far in December, but that leaves, if I want to achieve this goal, I have to publish 15 video blogs. Now it's definitely possible. It's definitely doable. I'm going to do my best to achieve this goal and publish those 15 video blogs so that I can have hit 100, by the year. Cause I think that would be pretty cool. And this goal, by the way, was a lot bigger than I expected when I first started. Cause a lot of my videos are long. You know, I don't do 5-minute videos. I do 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-minute hour-long videos. Cause I want to just give you guys the most amount of value as I possibly can. And other part of it too, I just talk a lot as well. So, but anyways, I'm going to do the best that I can to hit that goal. I'll have a list on the blog of all the different videos that I've published, so far. Okay. Next goal. I'll easily launch my new money making course by May 1st, 2014. So this goal has not been achieved, and I'm going to put this on hold, and I'm going to make this a goal for myself in 2015 because I want to really narrow in and focus on a few other projects to finish off in 2014. I'll easily launch my new Kindle service by February 1st, 2014. I've achieved that. That's my done-for-you Kindle-ready book packages where I provide a Kindle book cover, description, and a profitable niche. And that's been going well. I've launched that multiple times. I'll easily launch my own Kindle software by December 31st, 2014. That's been delayed, but again, it's almost done, but I'm not going to be able to launch it in 2014 anyways, because I think to launch a product, I don't just want to come out and launch it. I want to really make sure that it works. I'm not rushed to launch it. You know, I can put together all the best materials and everything to make sure it's a successful launch. So that's a goal that I decided, you know what, it's not going to get done in the next month. I don't want to rush it. Maybe I could get it done, but I don't want to rush it. So I'm going to delay that for 2015. I'll easily launch my new coaching program by March 1st. I successfully did that back in March. I launched my group coaching program where you can work with me in a group, as well as my one-on-one coaching as well. I'll easily complete autoresponder madness and implement what I learned into my business by March 1st, 2014. So this is one of the big goals that I decided last month that I was going to focus in on and complete, because this is one of the highest leverage things that I feel that I could do for my business. I've been wanting to revamp my entire autoresponder series, which is my email newsletter and everything. And the great news is I've actually completed it for Project Life Mastery. I've completed my new autoresponder email series, which I'm very excited to release to you guys. Now I've been creating a Kindle one as well, which is almost done as well. That's probably like 50% done. And I've been through the entire autoresponder madness course as well. And it's now just the finishing touches on it. But this will be done by the end of the year and this will be complete. So very happy. And that's where most of my attention and focus is going right now, is completing this goal. Cause this is an important one that I wanted to complete. Okay. Next, I'll easily launch the new design for Project Life Mastery on December 31st. I achieved that. I launched the new blog design in September. I'll easily write and launch a new Kindle ebook by December 31st. I achieved that. I personally wrote my book, Kindle Marketing Secrets, which has been very successful. I'll easily launch my own physical product on Amazon by December 31st, 2014. So this is another goal that I've been aiming for by the end of the year. But again, similar to the software, I could get this done by the end of the year and launch it, but I decided to actually push it off to 2015 because, again, when I launch it, I want to make sure that I launch it the right way. I don't just come out and put it out there, but I have an actual strategy to launch it and make it available and market and promote it the right way. Because I think when you launch something, it has to be launched in a really great way. And especially because, too, I don't want to launch too many things at once. I don't want to conflict and send out too many emails to you guys and have too many things available for you. So this is a project that I decided in 2015. That's when I'm going to launch it. But to give you an update on it, I've been going through the program Amazing Selling Machine, which I've said in every video blog related to it. It's the best product course that I've ever been through. Right now, I've been creating a supplement. My supplement has been complete. The label design, everything has been finished for it. My listing on Amazon is actually set up as well. But there's been one final holdup with my label design and the packaging for my product, which has been when you sell a supplement, there are certain regulations that you have to follow with the FDA and everything. You can only make certain claims. And if you are going to make certain claims, for example, to say that a supplement helps with your workout performance or fat loss, you have to find a study or research that can actually back that up. And so there's been a little bit of a holdup with that because I've been doing a lot of research and again, making sure that I'm doing it the right way before I release this. But it's been moving along really well. Very happy with it. My girlfriend's been doing it also, and she's further ahead than I am, which is really cool. That's a goal that I've been making great progress on, but it will be coming in 2015. Okay, lifestyle goals. I'll easily move into the Sheraton Wall Center penthouse on the 48th floor in downtown Vancouver by February 1st, 2014. I achieved that, living in my penthouse right now. I'll easily own and be driving a Corvette Stingray by December 31st, 2014. I achieved that in February, bought the 2014 Corvette Stingray. I'll easily spend a week in California by August 31st, 2014. I achieved that multiple times. I went to Los Angeles in October. I went to San Diego in January. I went to San Jose, California in July. So I went to California a few times, which was awesome. I'll easily spend 2.5 weeks in Bali, Indonesia by February 1st. I achieved that in January. I'll easily travel to San Diego for the Traffic and Conversion Summit. I did that back in January as well. I'll be going to that also in February 2015, same seminar. I'll easily take a 1 week vacation and travel somewhere by December 31st. I did that. I went to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil for 2.5 weeks with my girlfriend. So lots of traveling in 2014, which very happy with. It was a lot of fun. Social and relationship goals. I'll easily go out and socialize and have fun at least 3 times per week by December 31st, 2014. That goal's been going pretty well also. Been spending time with my girlfriend and with friends. And it's been a little bit of a struggle at times too, because I think sometimes as an internet marketer, you know, working from home, it provides it's really great in a lot of ways because you have a lot of freedom, you get to work from home and all that stuff, but sometimes it can be lonely. You can be isolated and just kind of stay inside all the time. So, I've really had to push myself to go socialize, go to coffee shops with friends, interact with people, and even work with friends. In fact, I think one thing that I want to set moving forward is a day out of the week where I just have a bunch of friends come over and we all just kind of work on our businesses together. You know, we come over to my apartment, I've got alkaline water, I've got a juicer, I've got a rebounder, I've got the fastest internet that money can buy. You know, I've got multiple cool locations in my apartment and we all just kind of get together and we work and we're productive. And that way, you know, I'm interacting with people and I'm around people all day instead of just by myself. So that's actually one thing I've been thinking a lot about. And one of the lessons that I've learned, in November, and just been thinking a lot more about that, how I want to incorporate more people into my life, my day-to-day life, not just hanging out on weekends or in the evenings with friends, but actually to be able to work with friends too and feel like that sense of a community and tribe. I think there's a lot of power in that. Okay, next goal is I'll easily have a fun get-together and party once a month at my penthouse. I did that in November. I had a bunch of friends that were from out of town that came over and hung out, which was a lot of fun. And habits and personal development, I'll easily meditate 30 days in a row for 20 minutes at a time by December 31st, 2014. That's a goal that I haven't gone 30 days in a row on, to be honest with you guys, but I have been doing meditations, and it hasn't been 20 minutes either. It's been more 10 minutes. I've been doing some priming, meditative exercises and everything, but I haven't done 30 days in a row, and I haven't done for 20 minutes. So I feel like I've been making progress, you know, and it's really helped me as part of my morning ritual and everything, but I haven't been doing exactly how I have it laid out here in this goal. I'll easily go 30 days without biting my nails by December 31st. I achieved that goal. I'll easily go through the Tony Robbins Personal Power 2 program. I did that as well earlier in the year. Also recently went through Tony's Time of Your Life program again, which is one of my favorite programs of his that I highly recommend as well. Okay, books. I'll easily read at least 12 books by December 31st, 2014. I've read 13 so far, along with a few audiobooks also. And I have a list of them on my blog. You can see all the books that I've read, audiobooks. The most recent audiobook was a Brian Tracy one. I think it was called No Excuses. And I like to listen to audiobooks when I'm at the gym, when I'm doing my morning cardio, or whatever it might be. And the book that I'm reading right now is called Money, Master the Game by Tony Robbins, which is a great book. All right, next goal, I'll easily respond to friends and family members within 24 hours for 30 days straight. I achieved that back in January as well. And 27, I'll easily perform one act of contribution every month, volunteering, feeding families, donating to charities, etc. by December 31st, 2014. I've also been doing an awesome job with that. I've been sponsoring the different children with World Vision, which has been great. I've incorporated just giving more in my day-to-day life, as I mentioned before, you know, homeless people on the street. In fact, one thing that my girlfriend and I are doing now in December is we went and we bought a bunch of items and gifts and everything, even books, and we're wrapping it and creating presents, and we're going to be giving it away just in December to homeless people on the streets, just different communities and different people in our areas, just as a way of giving. And, you know, put in some inspirational messages or some books that can really make an impact on someone. And, you know, just give it to the homeless people that are out and about, that are having a rough time in their lives, or maybe don't have a family during Christmas or a home or whatever it is. And I think being able to contribute in that way and coming out with different ideas and being creative has been really cool also. So those are my goals for 2014. Again, the biggest goals that I'm focused on right now are my health and fitness goal, you know, losing a little bit more body fat, my autoresponder madness goal, finishing up my email series, and as well as my Amazon physical product supplement as well. I really want to make a lot of progress in that moving forward. And I like to kind of finish this video off, these videos off, just with a little bit of lessons learned and reflections from back in November. You know, one is I watched this documentary on Netflix called Happy, and it was actually the second time that I watched it. And it was a documentary where they study people that are happy and people that are depressed and everything. to find what are the consistent things that people that are happy do or have or whatever it is. And it was really fascinating. One thing that they said is that about 50% of your happiness is genetic. Okay, this is what they said. About 50% is genetic. 10% is based on your circumstances. So, you know, the amount of money that you make, your job, the economy, all that sort of stuff. And then 40% is based on intentional activity. So this is really what you have control over. You really have control over, they say, 50% of your happiness. So intentional activity could be doing a morning ritual, contributing, helping others, you know, thinking about what you're grateful for in your life, spending time with friends, with family. And just this documentary was great because it really reminded me of what's important in terms of what actually makes us happy. And it talked more about contribution, giving to others. So people that contribute regularly are usually more happy than ones that don't. People that focus more on what they're grateful for instead of what's missing in their lives. People that spend more time with friends, family, they're more community oriented. In fact, they go to a lot of these countries like in India and Japan and whatnot, where there's, you know, people are much happier. They don't have what we have in North America or some of these countries. They can be poor a lot of the times, but they'll be happier just because they're more family oriented. They spend more time with their friends, and they just focus on and do things that are more important and meaningful rather than all the materialistic things. So it really got me thinking, and some really good lessons learned just from watching that. In terms of business, there's been some really great lessons that I've learned there as well. You know, one of the consistent challenges that I've had in 2014, if you've been following these videos, has been I haven't quite adapted yet to how my life has changed in 2014, especially because my blog, my business continues to grow every month. And as you grow, you typically encounter new challenges. And when you have these new challenges, you have to find new solutions to these challenges. And one of the challenges for me has been I've grown so much, but at the same time, I'm in a lot more demand from other people. So I have a lot more people that want my time, that want to spend time with me, that want to talk to me, that message me, that email me. And, you know, the solutions that I've found for that has been creating more systems. But also, like, another important lesson learned for 2015 is going to be to actually bring on more team members, to actually bring on some employees. Because in my business right now, I do the video editing for my videos. I publish my blog posts, all these sort of things. And I'm realizing now, you know, I'm at a position where my time is worth a lot, especially because when your earnings go up substantially, your time becomes worth a lot as well. And it just doesn't make sense for me to do a lot of the things in my business that I'm still doing, especially because I can hire other people to do that stuff for me. So in 2015, I want to bring on an actual employee that's going to work with me on a weekly basis and, you know, help me build my business a lot faster so that I can also focus on the things that I love to do in my business and the things that I'm great at. And for me, that's creating content, creating videos. I enjoy writing. All those elements of my business that I can then focus on and allow me to actually scale up a lot faster and really just not have to deal with everything and be overwhelmed by everything as well. So that was another really important lesson is, you know, again, as you grow, there's going to be new challenges. You have to find new solutions to those challenges as well. So those are the main lessons I've learned. I'll probably add a few more to, you know, the blog posts and everything to share with you guys. Just more things that I reflect on. But hopefully this video inspires you guys. Again, 2014 is almost to an end. We're in December right now. You know, you should be thinking about your 2015 goals and really just focus in on what's most important for you in 2014 and complete whatever you can. Keep taking action. Keep being consistent. Reflect back. See what you set for yourself in 2014 because we want to make sure that we're achieving everything to the best of our abilities. So that 2015, we can set some new goals that are exciting for us and move forward with those. So thank you for watching this video. Leave a comment below. We'd love to hear what you think. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.